Hello, everyone. It is your girl, Violet Chachki.
And it's me, Got Mick.
And you are watching this week's episode of
No
Gorge.
No Gorge.
I feel like LA has the best cuisine I've ever experienced. Like, people ask us, you can get anything you want here.
At any time of day.
And we also were joking the other day. We were like, I don't know if LA is for me. Like, I think I might want to move to another city. Like, blah, blah, blah. We go to another city. We're like, I could never not live in LA.
The convenience of LA is just, like, so good.
No, like, the Ubers, the cars, the 24-hourness of it all. The, like, getting around, the clubs, the things that, like... It's just like going somewhere and everything being closed.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Is crazy, and it's like major cities.
No, yeah, and episodes before this or after, I don't know, spoiler alert, whatever. When like you can't also order medicine. Like I couldn't, like in Paris, like I couldn't just have medicine
like
delivered.
Advil delivered.
Yeah, like no, like I'd have to go to the pharmacy, and I was like, I'm sick. You want me to get out of bed?
Right. It's like it's just a different beast. And we are in the time of our life where we need things to be easy peasy lemon squeezy.
We're 87 years old and we can't deal with
it. No, we're just like booked and blessed and busy and fierce.
Right.
I need things delivered to me when I need them delivered.
Yeah, I agree.
And I need convenience. I need things to be open.
Yeah.
Late. Anyways, I think LA has some of the best cuisine. Mellow Mushroom is amazing. We were there the other day and we were having Moscow Mules, which I would say is like the drink of No Gorge.
It's just like the most consistent drink. Like if you fuck up a Moscow Mule, it's a red flag for your establishment.
Well, I also think that in my brain, ginger beer is healthy for you.
That's what I was saying. I mean, I agree.
Like ginger is like good for your gut. It's good for your throat. Like it's a natural antibiotic, dare I say. Don't know if that's true or not.
It's not true.
That's a No Gorge fact. Ginger is an antibiotic. I don't care. Whatever. Right. It's good for you. Yeah. So in my brain, a Moscow Mule is just like, if I have a little throat issue, like it's going to like help it out. It's basically like NyQuil.
That's so great.
In my brain. Right. Have you ever like robo-tripped before?
Robo-tripped?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's when you like drink NyQuil, like for fun.
No.
Really? I feel like you're that kind of person.
I so would do that, but why would you do that?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I just fall asleep on NyQuil. How do you stay up?
It's like Robitussin. Like you drink Robitussin. That's what you like can't buy unless you're 18.
Is that like lean?
I don't know. I think you do like trip. I've never done it. I used to live in like a trap house in Atlanta, like a literal like crack house.
What?
Yeah. I used to squat in this house on Hosea Williams Drive, and it was like a literal crack house. And I was living with a friend, Dylan. Hey, Dylan, if you're watching. And he wanted us to robo trip so bad, and I said no.
Robo trip?
Yes.
Never even heard of that.
It's when you drink Robitussin, like NyQuil.
But when I was sick and I went to urgent care, I was like, I think I have strep. And my friends were like, I hope you have strep so we could all get like whatever that. Like,
what is it?
That like, it's probably what that is. Like
Robitussin? That's
like
over
some
the counter.
Not over the counter.
Like the like medical grade.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, Jesus Christ, everyone calm down.
I don't know what even happened. Should we do it on, should that be an episode? I think it's illegal. Well, or is it? I don't think it's illegal. I think it's just frowned upon.
I mean, if I drink NyQuil, I'm going to bed.
I think it's like doing Whippets.
Sounds great.
I've never done a Whippet either.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Isn't that just like breathing in a balloon?
I guess technically, poppers are like Whippets.
Right. I went to some party.
Or maybe they're just inhalants. I think a Whippet is like you actually like a crack, like a cracker, I think they call it.
Cracker. One time went to a party where they were like selling balloons.
Oh, I was, oh my God,
you're
that one downtown.
Yes.
No, I wasn't with you, but I've been to this party. It's like a techno-y, yes. Like younger people thing.
Yes.
Yes. And there's a helium tank station.
Yes.
Yes, bitch.
And everyone's walking around with balloons. Just
huffing
like
balloons.
Them. And I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, I've definitely huffed a balloon before to do the voice.
Is that the same thing?
Do you get high from doing
no.
that?
No. No, you not just, helium.
So,
it must be something
so
else.
You're telling me that...
But also the balloons that they were doing, they weren't like flying away. I think there's something else in it or something.
Like a whippet.
No, I was actually saying, I was like, I need to be an anesthesiologist so I can get better sleep.
And, having to be put under to go to sleep is crazy.
And my friend replied, I like texted it to him, and he was like, not going to 8 years of medical school so you can get a good night's rest.
My old assistant during COVID was like, I don't want to be your assistant anymore. I'm going to become an anesthesiologist. And I was like, okay, bye. But also, no, you're not.
That's crazy.
8 years of medical school.
It might even be longer. Anesthesiologist, like, girl, have you seen that like coffin that like you can like kill yourself with now? In like Sweden or something?
No. I think I might have heard of like a euthanasia situation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like a
legal.
Self-induced yeah. euthanasia.
Yes. And I was like, if there was that, but for anesthesia, honey.
You're telling me you want to get in a chamber mm-hmm. and press a button mm-hmm. and like you get
put out. Yeah.
And then how do you come back? Is there a timer? You like set a timer and then the machine like... Girl, that is some fucking okay. post-apocalyptic
well,
New World Order
have
shit.
Have you had any surgeries?
Have I had any surgeries?
Okay, you're so rude. Have you had any surgeries?
No, I just did my fucking hairline and
so
I was awake.
So you've never gotten put out. That's why you don't get
I think
it.
I've gotten like laughing gas for like dental work. Is that the no. same? Not the same.
No. Getting put out? Nothing like it.
Chef's kiss?
You literally wake up and you're like... Am I reborn? Like, it's
really?
The best feeling in the world.
Well, Vaughn, my dressmaker, told me that Elizabeth Taylor would get put under on purpose so that she would get skinny. Because I guess you, like, obviously don't eat when you're put out. But it would be, like, a month of being under anesthetic.
That's
and you just
definitely
be like,
my dream, and I'm so
and
sorry.
And you wake up and you'd be ready for the movie.
If that's offensive or you guys are worried about me now, but it is the best thing ever. Like, I love anesthesia, and it loves me.
I'm sorry if that's offensive or you're
and
mad at me, but
the, like,
I love anesthesia.
The, like,
what are you talking?
And like the 10 seconds, they like have you count backwards, like, you know.
How many
and,
seconds
like,
do you last?
And first of all, I've had a bunch of surgeries. And like there was this one specific one I remember where they like strapped me like across.
No. Like, is this a music video?
It was like
Mary the Night?
And they like taped down my arms. And like those like 30 seconds of like the twilight, I am... A stand-up comedian. I am like, the room is laughing. And then I
so there's like, this like, uh-huh. count back. And you're like.
And I'm like.
And then the airplane food.
Yeah. And another thing. And like going off. And one time.
See,
I had
everyone else gets that version of you. I don't get to see that. I have to go fucking anesthesiologist to get a joke in around here.
Yes. And they give you a Valium before you even go to the anesthesia. So it's like. What more could you want? Like
a Moscow Mule?
Literally,
do you have like a like, Moscow Mule IV?
Like, are you gonna massage me too? Like, it's the best thing in the world. And then you wake up with like a surge. Like, what could be better?
I don't know. There's just, I mean, it sounds like you have some work to do in therapy
and physically. I need a surgery.
Some work to do. Yeah. What's your next surge? Do we speak about that or no? I want to get my nose done.
You should. I want to get my nose done too.
That is so rude.
Well, you like get
the normal thing to say is no. You don't need that. No, you don't need anything.
You get so much nose filler, so might as well just bite the bullet, honey.
So much nose filler, bitch. I've gotten my nose filled like okay, yeah, like 5 times.
That's a lot.
Well, it goes away.
Well, my job.
But by this time with the nose filler prices, I could have just gotten a schnoz job.
But it's like scary because if you fuck up your nose, it's like such a scary thing.
And I like this side.
Like, I almost got a nose job one time before I transitioned. And
you don't
imagine
need a nose
if
job.
I did
See,
that.
That's a normal thing you say is you don't need a nose job.
Well, I was not even filling my nose yet. I was just like, I want that little like swoopty doopty Megan Fox nose.
Swoopty doopty for sure.
Girl, I wanted to be Megan Fox. And then imagine I have like a little woman
a little
nose
button,
right now.
A little Whoville.
Oh my God. That would be the worst thing of my life. So thank God I wasn't allowed to get a nose.
I like guys that have little swoopty doopties.
Good for you. I don't. I would hate it on me. Like, wow. But yeah, and so I. Like, jaw loves it, need more. What other
stuff? I'm going to do my hairline and my nose in December.
I think I want to get a little hairline. with you.
You need it.
I do. I'm balding.
How does that feel?
Good. I love it. Hello. But yeah, I have a consultation that I've been waiting for 8 months. I have it next month.
Wow.
So just you guys wait. Flowy skirts are coming.
Oh, yeah. We have talked about how we're going to have a kid in previous episodes. I don't know if I feel like that episode was major, and I feel like it did not get the recognition that it deserved.
It really didn't.
We had a full child baby announcement, and you guys don't even care.
People care.
I did not get any congratulatory texts. I did not get any DMs.
People would not congratulate us on if when we have a child, they're going to be like, Jesus fucking Christ. It's going to be like the omen. Yeah.
Literally, Damien.
But like,
Damien and Dior.
Cinched. Yeah.
That's the hilarious. Wrath of hell unleashed.
Yeah. But, you know.
You cannot raise our child.
Me?
We're just using the eggs.
Okay, I'm not going to complain about that one.
But either can I. I think we just have the kid and someone else raises it. And then we just go visit it for fun times. Like Christmas.
We actually have a friend that does that.
Love that.
Yeah, that's like in Queer as Folk.
I love that show.
Yeah, where the hot one gives his sperm to the lesbians. And then he gets just...
See, that's how I imagine my life. Like... It's not like that. It's worse.
What part?
Just Babylon and the clubs and the dating and the sex and the hot and the jobs and the going.
It's like the most dramatic show ever. There's like bombings and like deaths and like it's so sad.
That's I
like,
guess it is quite
every
sad.
Episode something fucking crazy happens. Like, I've
hate
watched
crimes.
It. Oh my God.
But they have like I guess it's because there's like a group of five. There's all in these shows there's always like a group of five friends. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like six friends. Mm. It's just the gang's all here.
for us is crazy.
This is our kid.
Oh yeah. No, literally the like Queer as Folk is to me one of the best shows of all time. Queer as Folk, Desperate Housewives.
Oh my God.
And Breaking Bad.
I just made you watch The Last of Us on the plane.
Yes. Which I am into Pedro Pascal now. I want to fuck
so him. Hot.
Yes.
And we saw him at Chateau and this is before either of us were obsessed. And he has a trans sibling.
Mm-hmm. And he's like a full on like
activist.
Supporter. Yes.
You guys should do something together.
Pedro.
Start a foundation.
We should do Launch something a candle. Together for sure. Launch a candle.
You gotta have a product to push. Fundraise. 100% of these candle proceeds go to me.
Well, we actually did ask Patreon angels what we should talk about. So we should look at it.
I got the Patreon app on my phone and we just posted just like for fun teehee. And the comments are coming in hot. I didn't realize what a fierce community we have over there on the Patreon.
I know. Now that we have the app on our phone, it's game over.
It's game over. Let me get to these comments. An art tour? That
art?
Sounds like a more, like art that we have in our houses, like that kind of thing. That would be a good one. The Eugene content.
Yeah, where is he?
Oh, somebody says, I think you guys should discuss real life experience with your season sisters and potential of life if you weren't on your season of Drag Race.
Like what we would be doing if we weren't on Drag Race?
I know what you'd be doing.
What?
Makeup.
Glass-blowing.
You would be in Hollywood doing makeup, working it smoochy, yeah. Clawing your way. Maybe you'd be a YouTuber.
No, I'd be a full-on MUA. Like, I just...
Like, who would you be, like, your dream... Like, if you were, like, that's so-and-so's makeup artist. Like, who's, like, the celeb client?
I, like, always just liked people who were so down to, like, let me do whatever I wanted.
Like Heidi Klum.
Heidi would, like, literally let me do anything.
Which,
like,
by the way, if you haven't watched our Heidi Klum episode,
and she was just, like, the best energy all day. So it was, like, people like that. I had, like, so much fun working with Ariana Grande. I think I'd probably love to be her makeup artist.
Yeah, Manthony's got that on lockdown,
though. Like, Ash K. Holm. And, like, Ash K. Holm. She has, like, a couple.
Who's that?
Her other
makeup the other makeup artist. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Right. She has like a few, but
I was
yeah.
Like, is that a celebrity?
But Ariana's like very like a fun person, like to be around. So I would like love anyone that's like fun like that.
Right. I mean, Heidi just has like the most gorgeous energy ever.
I also would love to be like someone's like a Naomi Campbell's.
That would be terrifying.
No, where she like goes to shows and she's like, yes, I'll close your show, but only if Gott makes my makeup artist. Right, like
fly him out.
And I'm like, yeah, sorry.
But I feel like when you're a celebrity's makeup artist, like their go-to, you're more than just a makeup artist or a hairdresser. You're like their confidants. Like you're like, they're like bed maidens. Like you're like, oh, like you're my inner circle. Like you get to hear all the hot goss and you have like, there's like a level of trust there.
I mean, like, I feel like you're always with them.
In order to be a celebrity's like go-to glam person, you don't even necessarily have to be good at makeup or hair. You just have to like be, it's true.
It's a good place to start though.
It's a good place to start, but you, I've seen it. I'm like, they're not even really that good. I think they just get along. I think they're just like friends.
I mean,
I would say 70% of it is that they have to like fuck with you.
Yeah, no, I've had some friends whose makeup artists, they like, they'll like finish the job for them. They'll be like, okay, thanks. And they'll go and like set their stuff and do their mascara and like do the finishing touches themselves.
Right. Well, doing mascara, doing someone do your mascara and putting on your lap, like, girl.
Oh my God, let me tell you, some of the models I used to work with, I'm like, how are you a model? Like, I was literally like, I'd go in their eye and they'd be like, and I'd be like, Gorge, don't you do this every day? Like, are you okay?
No, they don't. These models do not fuck with glamour. They're literally coat racks.
Like, if I was a model, I'd be like practicing stabbing my eye or something. I'd be what is going on?
Remember, there was like one runway clip of someone. I mean, there's always a runway clip of someone who cannot walk in heels to the point where it's like, there was one recently, though, that I was like gagged by.
Right.
And I'm like, isn't the whole job being able to walk? Like, isn't the only job you have, really, I mean, at least for runway, and look, if there are models out there, I get it. You have a hard job, it's long days, la 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 la, like, it's a job, we know. But part of that job is being able to walk.
I mean, it's a huge part of it, for sure.
It's maybe...
But and then everyone in the comments always gets really mad at the designers.
I know.
And I'm like...
We're going to get backlash for this, I can just tell.
Sorry, but it's also... But remember we were like, when we were backstage at like the Moschino show that one time, and Gigi said that like, sometimes you're doing like just so many shows, your feet are like literally
like,
done.
Like Jello, I guess.
Yeah, and she was like, so she said she was like doing the... She has to like do the alphabet with her feet to like warm up.
Or you can and, like... On a tennis ball, you can like roll your foot out on a tennis ball. There's like things you can do. And like, I've definitely remember when we were leaving the Moschino show and I was like, you have to carry me. I can't walk.
Oh, yeah, bitch. We're sitting here like, all you have to do is walk. I had to carry you out of the Moschino show.
No, I was literally like, Mick, please. I was literally like walking out. I was like
holding her.
But it's because we were going like, show, heels, different heels. These, and I was wearing the craziest heels.
Yeah, and imagine pumping it like 8 shows a day.
Well, I did it. I did it still. And I had to lean on you, but I got there. I did not take my shoes off on the runway, on the sidewalk.
You know. Yeah. But
also, they're not wearing like crazy fetish heels, and I'm shoving my giant 43 size foot into a 41 size shoe.
Wow.
Sometimes they're doing that too. I don't know. All I'm saying is the models, if you're not into glamour, then don't do it. Like, don't, if you're not into putting makeup on,
if
you're not into.
I do think about that too. Sometimes
like, save the glamour for the glamour girls.
Some like models like literally hate glamour. And I'm like, this is such an awful industry to be in. Like,
yes,
it's so
like you have to be into it.
So cutthroat and so fast. It's like, what is keeping you there?
I guess the money. I don't know. It's like. You don't have to think, really. Everyone's just doing it for you, and you just have to literally walk and pose and stuff. It's, like, kind of mindless?
No.
Well, if you're not into it, then you're not into it. You're like, going through the motions. No?
Yeah, no, I feel like I meet models, and they're just like, ugh, like, I hate. I'm like, what?
Bitch.
I don't know.
I will suffer for
maybe
glamour.
Maybe think they, yeah, I mean, hello.
Hello.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, no, I think it's modeling's like fucking crazy. Like, you know, when you have like a shoot and you're pumping out like 12 looks or something, it's
it's fucking hard.
Hard as shit. It's like hard as fucking shit. And I can't even imagine like 8 shows a day or something. And you're like, ugh, like.
Also, we do it when we're the hair and makeup artists and like we're doing a lot more. They have a full team of people helping them. It's like a little different, but it's still hard and still a job and valid and all of those things. They're going to come for us so hard, bitch. They're like, fuck you.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. If you can't walk, then don't do runway.
Sometimes I do get confused.
About what?
Like watching. I'm like, what is going on when it's like that crazy?
I know one time I was at the Bloomerang show and I was seeing it live.
I was there with you.
Oh, yes. That was the crazy, seeing someone live and her feet were like this. Her feet were like, she was walking like this.
She like gave out gorge, like her feet.
She was walking like this down the runway.
Like her body gave out. All right.
I gotta get a boyfriend, honey.
Well, not like that.
That doesn't get me a man. I give up. That walk I just did. That was.
Yeah, no. Well.
So you would be a makeup artist, you think? I know you would. And you would be clawing your way to the top. You'd probably do some collab. You probably would just be like trying to find a celeb and be on sets and be doing it.
Yes, that's what I was doing, and that's what I probably would. Well, I mean, I also like wanted to be a shoe designer too. So I was like, maybe.
I love that you have a full fashion degree and don't ever use it. Graduated, student debt, all of it. Never. You're like makeup artist. You see, you're what happens when people force you to go to college.
No, I wanted to be the designer. Like I was like, I want to learn to sew. I want to design. I want to do all the stuff. I need to go to FITM. I need to live in LA. Like, I need it. Like, to me, I was like, yes. And then
I'm so glad I did not know you back then. But I also am weird about when we did intersect.
What do you mean?
We were talking about the other day, like, when, like we were looking at a picture of you actually from this red carpet. We were looking at an iconic photo that we will be including on Patreon exclusively. No. Yes, we will be uploading this photo. It's fucked.
We're not uploading this photo.
We were looking at Mick on this red carpet from like before Mick was on Drag Race. And first of all, did you have breasts at this point?
Yes.
Full tits and a top hat. A top, like a red carpet of like porn awards. A porn awards red carpet. Like, and I'm like, how do you go from this to like gorgeous artist? Like the jump is just insane.
At the time, first of all, I don't know why I was wearing a top hat because I've never worn a top hat before.
And like, it wasn't even a nice top hat. It was like a Party City looking one.
I have no idea what came over me with that one. And
full clown makeup. Like a pierrot.
But that makeup,
like little triangles above and underneath and a top hat and like a bow.
It was like of the time. Like I remember posting that photo. And
of what time? Of the times? Like, you're like, oh, it was relevant.
It was like at the time, like makeup was just like the crazier, the more shit I had glued on my face, like the more people loved it.
That's why a top hat.
I don't know about the top hat. I don't know about the top hat. But I had like, it was like appliques on my face.
It was like glitter paper triangles and like paper lashes and like puro, like
it was also like, I just
like
remember,
fashion mime, like all black, and then you're posing like the fingers are like this, you're like,
and I remember and I remember being at
the porn, like AVN awards.
We were at Willem's studio, like hanging out before, and I remember being like, Willem, I have to wear this backpack. Like, why did I need to wear
a backpack?
So
you're on a and it's like a little Chanel, like,
it was like
chain.
I think it was like a Louboutin backpack, and for some reason I was like, this
completes the
look.
Yeah,
like I cannot go without this backpack. Like,
and were you also wearing pants?
I can't tell.
It's like a black full length pants jumpsuit.
Maybe it was a jumpsuit, because I don't think it would be
but
pants.
why were you at what store and you were like,
I don't know. That's
the black the black flare pant jumpsuit with the top hat.
I don't know. And also
porn awards,
the
let's go.
Sleeves were weird, like,
no, and the way you are posing is just, it's chef's kiss.
I hate you.
And so I'm thinking, even before, and that's like sort of around the time that we met, and I don't really remember you. There's like fuzzy memories, like very faint. Like I was dating, I'm not dating, I was fucking this guy who was like your friend at one point.
Okay.
What?
Who?
I was like, I don't know, I'm not going to call that dating. I don't know.
No!
What was that?
You being a weird girl. Like, bitch, this girl here was like, we were at the bar, like a really small bar, and she was getting like twirled around with like a rose in
her
mouth.
There was someone selling roses. And I was like, I need a rose to like, and I think I made him buy me a rose.
It was something odd.
And then you're like one of your best friends. You guys were like best friends at this time.
Yes.
And like, I, for some reason, was captivated by this person. Don't know. Honestly, if anybody, if you give me like
any... We were a captivating crew. What can I say?
Oh, no, you were not. Because you were there, but you're like a fuzzy, blurry memory.
At least I'm there.
You were there. I know. And this guy, for some reason, I was just like, if you give me any amount of attention and you buy me a flower, like, that's like game on.
You would think it'd be, you would have a boyfriend by now.
You would think. It's really that easy. Mm-hmm. If you just are like nice to me and get hard, we're like that's meant to be.
It is true.
It's
it is
so
true
simple. I don't know why it's difficult. But anyways, he was like spinning me and dip, like we were doing like a full cha-cha salsa
at
dance.
Beaches, at guys. Beaches. If you are in LA, Beaches is so small, and this is like a
this
full
is so embarrassing
salsa with a rose in her mouth. Like, and I remember being
like doing the Tango Maureen.
Fully.
With this guy. And Mick is just watching me do this. But this isn't like...
Because this is also out of character for my best friend at the time, too. So I was like, huh? Like, I just remember being like, what?
But were you... Maybe you were in drag. I don't remember.
I mean, always in drag.
Even out of drag,
like,
you were in drag.
I was like, always in drag.
Even out of drag, you were giving...
Oh, for sure.
Over the top.
Oh, wigged out.
Wiggy wig wig.
Wig. Black lip. Tiara.
Tiara.
Like, I was, like, always
you
in drag.
On a sick one, 24/7. And if there was a step and repeat at the event, baby, bring out the top hat. Bring out the top hat. Like, game on.
I don't know where I even got the top hat. Like, I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. It looks like you were digging through the clearance bin at Spirit Halloween.
I really don't know where that came from. Like, maybe it was Willem's, too.
Turning looks,
I have
baby.
No idea.
I don't even want to imagine what you were like during the call. Like, I think we intersected in, like, 2016 or 17 is when this happened.
16, probably.
I fucked that guy 2017, I think. That's when I moved to LA, I'm pretty sure. I don't really know. Those years are a blur.
Yeah. But I moved out in 2015, I think. 2015,
yeah. So you were just running rampant in LA. I mean, when we go out, you guys, it's crazy. Like, I've lived here for a long time now at this point, but I am always working and traveling, and so I'm, like, always sort of in and out, and I don't, when I'm home, I'm, like, I stay home, but I go out. But when we go out with Mick knows everyone. Everyone will stop Mick and be like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. And then I'm awkwardly standing there like,
well, baby, I moved to LA 18, not knowing anyone, working the door. I was like, the
you
door
were like
bitch.
Working it smoochy.
Like,
working
you are in a look. You get in here, skip the line, like, da 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 da. Like,
you were like in the scene.
Hosting Rhonda. Like, I was like doing it. Just like
going.
18. Just wild.
What's that song by?
No man, no money, disapproving family. 18 in the middle of Hollywood.
Giving very that.
Yeah.
So for me, when I was auditioning, I auditioned for season 6 of Drag Race. Didn't get on. Thank God, because I was not ready. And you can watch us review my season 6 audition tape on No Gorge. It's like we did it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, we watched both of ours.
Thank God I didn't get on because I was not ready.
That's a great like point. Just like trust the process.
Trust the process.
I auditioned 2 times before, and if I got on...
We would go home first. I would have gone home first.
I would have died of embarrassment from how I looked. Like,
we would have definitely... I was not mentally, physically, emotionally... I did not even have enough physical drag.
I think I told the casting director...
I don't even know if you
director,
were ready when you got on. You might have... Could have used another year.
Fuck you. What?
I'm just speaking my truth.
That is crazy.
Season whatever... 14 could have been your season. I don't know.
Oh my God. Season 13 was fine. So, but, yeah, no. I think I, like, told the casting directors of Drag Race I was trans before anyone else in my life. Like, I was like, I'm trans, bitch. Like, da 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 da. And my friends were like, eh? Like, crazy.
And they were like, all right, now's your time. Send in a tape.
No, I like was doing the tape.
Oh, on the tape you came out. Yes. For the first, like you said, I'm trans on the tape. I think so. Nick, that's fucking buck wild. Just say you transitioned to be on Drag Race.
Oh, like, just my say God. It.
Like, just fucking say that.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
I had a makeup agent at the time that asked me that seriously,
just
though.
Fucking say it.
I had a makeup... Like, oh my makeup God. Agent at the time literally was like, did you transition to get on the show? And I was like, that is so fucking rude to say. But yes. No, I'm totally joking.
Oh my God.
You guys, I'm so completely funny. Joking.
No, you're trans. I believe it.
Wow, thank you so much.
You got my stamp. No, so I auditioned for season 6. I didn't get on. And I was like, at the time in my life, I was like, drag is...
Season 6 was a good one.
Imagine me and Beyonce. I would go home early.
True.
Me, Gia. Imagine me with Gia Gunn, Bianca Del Rio, Laganja.
What would you...
Courtney act, adore, like, there's no...
Comedy queens, dancing queens.
I would have gone home.
Where would you fit?
I would have gone home. Like, I would not... It was not meant for me.
That is so weird to think about how, like, the what's going on in the world, like, has to do with it. Like, who you're cast with has to do with it. It's, like, so weird.
Well, do you think...
certain puzzle pieces were different.
Do you think the casting director sort of... They have to. I mean, it's a stupid question. They have to have an idea of who the front runners are and who they kind of see as the winner of the season before it starts.
No, girl.
Just that's their job as a casting director.
They are literally casting and they're like, okay, literally perfect. Alyssa and Coco, one of these bitches is going to reign supreme. We're going to make it so dramatic. Send the other one home.
That was when it was so good.
And then they're like, Sugar and Spice, they're lip syncing against each other. Like, da da da. Like, they're like, like...
Well, that's, I feel like that's been
so And then, like, so all the interview process and, like, psych things you go through, I'm like, you're like, oh, this one's mentally ill in the same way that this one is. They're going to fight. Like, it's just like you.
Do you think they are sitting in a room having those discussions for real?
Of course. 100%. If they weren't, they'd be stupid.
Like, yeah, if they're not having those, then they're not doing their job.
Of course they are. That's, like, the whole point.
The psych stuff. Once you get to the psych evaluation, you're like, all right, bitch, let's fucking go.
Oh, my God. I love it. If you're not in the drag scene, so, like, basically you have to, like, do so many interviews. God. It's like just like the latest.
First of all, making craziest. The tape alone.
It got easier now because back in the day it was fucked.
You have to do so making two of those, like
it's like a week of your life.
Well, this even goes to my point of where I was at. Cause these tapes, not even a week, it was like months of preparing and filming and getting in drag and just like doing Snatch Game and making an outfit and doing all the work and then finding someone to film it, finding someone to edit it, finding someone to like make sure it looks like just so much work.
Drew Scott edit my so good old Lone Fox home doing my Drag Race audition tape.
And it's to the point where I know a bunch of queens that would be fucking fabulous on Drag Race. Fabulous. But they've made 5-6 tapes and they're like, I'm not making another fucking tape.
It's so hard.
Like,
well, that's why they made it easier.
Like, before, I'm not making like, another fucking tape for
girl,
you guys.
Before they would have like scripts, acting, like
acting scripts,
design challenge,
like
everything.
You basically to, like, you're filming a mini season of Drag Race on the audition tape.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They want to see everything and hear everything, your sob story, who died, like everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lip syncs, like it's insane.
I can't even believe I had to do that. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But anyways, I was like, okay. Season 7 audition process was coming around. I had just stolen Sharon Needles' crown. I've told this story so many times.
Yeah.
I've just like stole Sharon's crown and I was like working on my audition tape anyways, and then one of the casting producers, Galoka,
love her.
Messaged me on Love Galoka. Love you so much. Messaged me on Instagram or on Facebook, LOL, Facebook, and was like, hey, like shit had just hit the fan with the Sharon Needles thing. Like all the articles had came out and my picture was everywhere and it was like shit was hitting the fan. There was that like whole Rue Dunnett thing online about stole her crown. Like shit was hitting the fan. And so my name was like coming up. People were like pissed. Like I remember her drag daughter, like, just like everyone was mad that I was the girl who stole her crown. So I was getting like press and I was like,
controversy like loves
I'm a controversial diva,
but it's like not even like you, it's like it's just like falls me. In your lap.
I know.
Like
it just surrounds me.
It's so wild.
I know. Well, even we ran into someone from, you ran into someone from my high school who was like, I went to high school with Violet, and I was like, and you were like, oh, you did? Cool. And they were like, well, not in the same grade, but
they said something crazy. They were like, she was always like drama surrounding. I was like, what?
I was also voted most dramatic in high school. And somebody wrote in my yearbook. I was looking at my yearbook the other day because I was home in Atlanta. Somebody wrote like, most likely to be working the runways, Jason.
Cute.
And then they were
they
right.
They predicted your drag name.
They literally were right. They were fucking right. Insert clip of me working the runway here.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I was, season 7 was coming around. I got a lot of press from the Sharing Needles thing, and I got contacted. I was really, last season 6, I like made it to round 2. Like they were like, we like your tape, basically. Like I got a response from season 6, and I was like, okay.
Did you get to the psych eval?
No. But season 6, I got a response. I was like, I got it. I'm winning. I'm going on season 6. Like, it's done. It's a done deal. Like, I'm on. Like, I thought I was on. Because I was, like, talking to them. Mm-hmm. They would, like, talk to me.
Yeah.
Season 7 rolls around. The Galoka is, like, gagging.
The Galoka.
Galoka, the casting director, Galoka, is gagging on the press, I think, that I'm getting from the Sharing Needles thing. I'm gagging, and I'm already making my tape. And I remember thinking, like, okay, you're going to make this season 7 audition tape and you're going to fucking put your entire punani in it and, like, give it to them. Like, versatility, acting, like, go for it. Like, just, like, give it everything you've got or you are moving to New York and going back to fashion school. Mm. And, like, that was my, like, you're either doing this and getting on this show and doing drag as your full-time career or you're stopping drag and you're moving to New York and you're going to go... I was going to go to, I think, Pratt or FIT or whatever. I think I got into FIT or something. I don't fucking know. I got waitlisted at Pratt, and then I think I got denied from Parsons completely. Mm. My portfolio was also so lame, so that makes total sense. But I was going to, like, I was at the fork in the road. I was like, I'm either doing drag and getting on Drag Race and being that, or I'm going to go back to school. And I got on, and I was like, all right, I got on. I'm fucking winning this shit. And I was like... That whole experience was the most anxiety-ridden thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Right.
I was, like, terrified of going home. To the point where I had reveals. I had everything. Every week, I knew the song. I was ready to go. I was ready to battle. I was ready to lip-sync. And I never had to.
I was just having the best time. I never had to lip-sync either. But the I remember when I submitted my, like, third one was, like, I don't even remember the stages I got in the other two. The first one, definitely hell no. But I don't remember the second one. But the third one, I remember I was doing...
You auditioned 4 times?
3.
And the third time you got on.
Mm-hmm. And the third one, I was doing some drag queen's makeup in the basement of World of Wonder. Oof. I forgot who it was.
Could be anyone. Willem?
No.
Okay. Right. Well, this was a long time ago.
I forgot who
it
was.
Well, no, it wasn't. This was like 4 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. So it was like... I don't know who I was doing someone's makeup, and then Theron, one of like the producers, walked in and was like, "You auditioned for Drag Race, right?" And I was like, "Yeah," and he was like, "Your snatch game was so good," and I was like, oh, "What the?
They
fuck?
All those faggots just sit around there watching these tapes."
Yes, that's their job.
That must be so fun.
But no, there's probably a million. And I'm like,
Jesus. A lot of boo-boo.
But and I was so scared of snatch game. Like I was like, I cannot do this, and it made me like I.
Did you do Amanda Lepore?
I did Amanda Lepore. Well, I've done 3 tapes. I've done a million people. I did Karen Walker.
I love.
Back before I had a high-ass voice, bitch. My voice was so high, so I was, like, giving it. Didn't get on those, so maybe I wasn't. But
I want to watch those tapes. Let's watch your first one.
I wonder if I have it. Oh, my probably. God.
That would get views, bitch.
It was crazy. And then Amanda. But, yeah, the Paris one, like, got them good. And they're like, it was just so funny, like da da da. And I was like, what the hell? And I was so confused. And then I remember going on Drag Race 2, and I was like, I can't do Snatch Game. And now Snatch Game's all I like love to do.
That's what you're known for.
I like love Snatch Game. So fun. But
I'm not a Snatch Game person. I was not ready for that. I was just raw dogging it. Like
we know, we saw.
I'm like lucky. Like, and that, like I got so lucky. Like, you guys, there's no way. Like, that is not meant for me. Like,
I didn't think.
Thank
it was
you
either.
For the fucking. Like, I was like, just gotta make it through this. Like, just gotta do it. Just figure it out. Just try to be funny. Like,
I think I'm like good at it because I can like read people really well because of like. Because
you're sick.
I'm like good at like finding little things about people and then find reading them.
The one thing
so, like,
that they're
girl,
probably
the reading challenge love, and then Snatch Game's the same thing. I'm like, so what about Paris Hilton is like that I can take and twist so hard to make it a joke
twist
and like
the bones and like, break the back.
Yeah, like I'm just like, oh yes, like here we go. And
that is a good like tip.
It's like the same thing, like reading someone. Like you're like, I'm like what.
What is it? What are you going to read me
you
for?
You would wear a giant prosthetic nose. And I'd be bald. And I'd be bald.
We should do that. We should do like an
Snatch
episode
Game
of
each other.
We should fucking do it. It's called a turnabout show where you in person. Like I used to do that when I was on Cast Atlanta. We would do a turnabout show where you like, we would draw each other's names from a hat on Cast.
Tell me about this.
And then we would do drag numbers as the other person. And just like this girl Celeste did me and she had like a fake ball sack hanging out from the side of my thong. And like
some things never change.
Earrings like glued on and like a bush and like.
Accurate.
It was like fucking hilarious. And then I got her and she's fucking old. And so I came out in a walker and like, this is so fun. We should definitely do that.
I could
impersonate you so good.
Oh my God. I'll impersonate you so
in the
good.
White face. Oh my God. I need a table to jump on.
Yeah.
That would be fucking. I would actually. That'd be an amazing episode. That might be like an anniversary episode where we go like film it on like a stage and like do it digitally and like film the drag numbers
I'm down.
And post it.
I need like backstage camera footage of like how you act. Like I want to be like,
what?
Yes.
Do you mean
I would just
what
go
how
off.
Do I act backstage? What do you mean?
You're just funny. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I have to.
No, I need to know. What are you talking like prepare as I prepare to go on stage or what are you?
Just all
what
of
am I doing?
Oh, like everything's just so painful and tired and like, and then all of a sudden she'll go on and to be like
yeah, it's called showbiz, bitch. I can do you backstage. You're like, oh.
Oh my God.
Oh. What the fuck? This is the wrong fucking song. Let's do shots, bitch.
Okay.
Who wants to do a fucking shot? And just like throwing them back. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, stretching, like doing a little warm up. Like, shots, bitch. You gotta fucking drink with me. Yeah.
Oh my God, I do not sound
yes,
like, that.
Like a demon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna be fun.
And the
episode.
Song thing she just referenced from a recent one because I literally went out there and
was the fucking wrong song!
No, it's actually happened to me twice now where I go out and I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna do Paris Hilton now. Like, thought I was
well,
doing-
actually, the last show we did together, they cut your song short randomly.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you guys. And then she storms backstage and she has a conniption fit.
Well, literally, so I have this mix and like half of it is like, I wouldn't say like a slow burn, but it's like, you know, I'm like walking around. I'm like doing
you
my thing.
You do not have a single slow burn in your repertoire.
Okay. It's not like slow, but it's just like not crazy. And then in the second half, I do If You Seek Amy like metal version and it's really hard. And I'm like sliding around. And I rip my skirt off and like, nah, nah, nah.
So
and,
you, they fucked up your skirt reveal.
And so I turn around to do the reveal and then it just stopped. And I was like, bye. And I just left. It was so awkward.
But that's like the nature of the beast.
Yeah, and so I just walked off stage. And I was like, they just cut my song in half.
Walked off stage. Yeah, right. You stormed off and were like, where the fuck is that faggot?
I did not
I
do
swear
that.
To fuck you. I'm going to fucking sue him.
I did not
I'm
do
suing
that.
For defamation of character. How fucking dare you cut my song short? And I'm like,
I did not say that.
Like,
I did not say
cocktail.
That because first of all, the DJ was a lesbian. So,
so what did you say then?
There's the first.
So what did you say
there's
then?
There's the first hole in your story. And second of all,
every hole's a goal.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'd be a really fun episode if we did an impersonating each other.
We would end up killing
we
each other.
We would definitely kill each other. Which could be good TV.
My tits have something to say. Yeah, no, that would be hilarious.
So do you think that I would be a successful fashion designer by this point if I had moved to New York and pursued a career in fashion design?
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
Yeah. I could see you basically being more of like a Halston story, though.
Oh, I sell out.
Yeah,
like, we need coasters. Yes. We need put my name on everything. Absolutely.
Definitely a Halston Michael Kors diva.
Oh, if I could be Michael Kors level, like, I would. That's the thing about American designers. It's like, everyone's like, oh, like, European fashion. It's like, Europeans, like, have, like, shame. Like, Americans are shameless. Like, yes, put my bags in TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Put them in Ross. Like, I don't care. Like, give me the fucking money. Like, yes. I'll sell for a billion. Like, yes.
Yeah,
like, Tommy Hilfiger, like, all these. Also, like, yes. Put my name on a fucking pair of coasters and sell it at fucking Sears.
Like, I cannot imagine you being, like, appointed creative director somewhere. And then they'd be like, that's not really the vibe. And you'd be like, I quit. Like, you would not be like.
I don't really get, like, the world of creative directors. There's, like, a lot of people that have started. They'll do, like, one season. And I'm like, what happened?
No, I always get confused on that, too.
Behind and the scenes, also, like, is it a money thing?
And
is
vice
it a
versa,
creative thing?
Some, like, people who have just been at the brand for, like, fucking, like, 20
years. Forever.
And I'm like, how does that happen? Like,
you're just locked and loaded. I don't know. There's, like, a deal with the devil. Like, do you think there's, like, a the Illuminati of fashion?
I think there has to be.
Like, an LVMH, like underground, like.
LVMH, like, owns everything in the fucking world. Like, how would there not be some sort of fashion Illuminati?
But, like, I want to be on that board, I think. I don't think I even want, like, fuck being a designer. I want to be, like, the LVMH, like, evil person who's, like, they get to stay. They get to go. Like, musical chairs.
So, puppets.
Yes, my little talented creative puppets. Like, you're out. You're in. Like, he did the accessories.
Yeah, like,
I wonder, you go here. You go there. Like
what is the security level of, like, it seems, like, very thin.
I know. Well,
but
sure
also,
just, like,
it also
does.
So I'm like, look at
it. I think they're just, like, there's an unknown faceless bitches operating in the fashion space that are just, like, not the front-facing people.
I mean, when I was reading Gods and Kings and they were talking about, like, moving Galliano and McQueen around Givenchy and Dior and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, it was so wild like that. Like, it was so, like, can't, like, tell anyone. Like, bring them into
He's
the
gonna
office.
Go crazy.
And, like, it's, like, one man from the LVMH, like, we're talking about moving you to Dior, but, like, no one can know. And it's, like, secret and, like, no one knows. And it's, like, wild. And
I love it. I want to be – how do you get that – like, who – like, how do you even, like, go to school to be on the LVMH, like, board of, like, directors?
Or I don't know. Maybe, like, we just walk into the office
and we're like,
say,
it's our turn. It's our time.
We want to be puppeteers.
Yes. That would be a dream job, I think, actually.
That would be everything.
I don't know how anyone in fashion gets their jobs. I'm like, did you go to school to become, like, a fucking creative director? Like, you put together parties for, like, luxury brands. Like, how do you, like, have the credential? Like, what
I don't
you
think school's, like, real.
Like, event planning school? Like, what? So what? You just get hired off merit?
Yeah.
And, like, whose dick you suck?
Definitely.
That's what you did.
I did not.
You were in that World of Wonder basement going to town.
Right. Oh, me sucking dick at the basement of World of Wonder for sure.
I bet you did. I mean, it's not beneath you.
It's definitely not, but surprisingly, I have not sucked dick there.
We should. You know what? We should.
I was thinking about it for a second. I was like, have I? Mm. I know, that's odd. I made out with Detox in the basement one time, but that was closest.
Wait.
Detox.
Wait. This is a Patreon exclusive, I think.
Detox makes out with everyone, and so do I. It was a friendly fire.
You and Detox made out when? At what point in your
Detox
transition?
Detox and I have made out all the time.
I've not made out with Detox.
Really?
So you're saying everyone makes out with Detox. I have not.
Well, maybe look in the mirror. Something's wrong.
Oh, with me. Something's wrong with – I'm the problem. Right.
I made out with Detox.
I will say with the first time
every point in my transition, 100%. Like, every single point.
I will say the first time I met Detox in Chicago, actually – Alfonso from Chicago. She's like a Twinkie. She likes Twinks.
What can I say?
I feel like I'm entering a Twunk era, personally. No?
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know what else.
Older?
Yes. I think we fucking all rude. Are. Like, I don't.
I think that's fucking rude.
Well, we've been filming for an hour and you're less and less twinkier the minute we
go. By the second. What? Yeah, I think my new haircut's kind of twinky, no? Or is it twunk? I'm giving twunk.
I don't really know what differentiates that hard. I just feel like in my brain, if you're not like a little
skinny anorexic like, looking,
you're probably a twunk.
So you think I'm fat?
No. No. You just
wow.
Have,
this is just a really insightful okay, episode. Listen,
you have muscle tone. You're like bigger. You're not little. Like,
wow!
You're literally like 6'1".
I'm 6'2".
No. Remember that one time we measured and one time we measured and it said 5'11".
No, it didn't. Yeah. You're a fucking liar. Get the measuring tape right now. No, we're not. This is defamation. I am 6'1".
Minus 3.
No, no.
Yes!
I'm 6'1".
Okay.
This is also disgusting.
You're 6'1", thanks to Demna.
No. Babe, I'm a tall bitch. You just said I'm not tall all of a sudden?
Yeah, now you're a twink, I decided. No, you're plenty tall.
I'm the perfect size, shut the fuck up.
You are a great size.
A great size?
Great, great.
Oh my God. You're fucked up. Fucked up.
Okay, because if you're a twink.
Well, I'm also planning to get very, very, very fit for the crazy horse.
I don't know. I just.
But I also don't want to be manlier. It's like a fine line. But like I am planning at one point to like go full Terry Mugler, like butch.
What?
Like. Once I hang up the wig.
Oh.
Like,
well, men. That's all I'm trying. I'm like, Jesus.
It's hard.
It is.
It's hard.
Like, we literally schedule our drag around our facial hair.
We're actually going to be in drag today to film No Gorge. But
it's Leather
it's
Pride.
It's Leather Pride weekend. We were like, we got to have facial hair.
We can't we have to have facial hair. Me on the dance floor shaved.
And like residual makeup and like pimples from the shave and like razor burn and like,
I'm fresh out of drag, I'm like hooking up with a guy or something. I look at my little like Barbie like leg. I'm like, okay, might as well just like.
Detransition.
Put on a wig. Yeah, like, okay, yeah. It's crazy.
No, I can't. Like, the other night, we did Madonna. We went to Madonna. I got on stage and did the tens segment, tens uh-huh. across the board. I'm wearing my Madonna shirt. And this is because of Leather Pride weekend as well. Oh. She's wearing leather. But we got to go out afterwards. And I was like, okay. And then so I, like, rushed back to the hotel and, like, ripped off my face tapes and my makeup. And it just, like, I just look bad. Like, so after bad. Drag, you just, when you get out of drag, like, you look, like, there's no amount of BB cream that can just, like, it's make crazy. It, like, you can fill your brows in, you can put on BB cream, you're just gonna look like a fucking middle-aged lesbian.
The
like,
residual
just no
liner,
way.
It's just, like,
the
crazy.
Residual makeup, the
oh, and
clean
I've,
shaven.
I'll
like,
have, like, white face paint in my ears.
And, like, spirit gum glue, it's just, there's no way to, it just isn't possible.
I'm surprised I have any suitors, honestly.
I love calling them suitors.
Me too.
The other day, you called one of them my suitor.
I said, well, he is your prime suitor. There's something crazy.
I need more suitors. I hope we find some this weekend.
I'm sure we will.
What are we looking for in a suitor?
I just like when they're funny and...
So they have to make us laugh. That's so rare. No one makes me laugh. Unless they give me flowers.
Not even true because like... You get so blinded by like hot guys that you'll laugh and I'll be like,
true. I'm fake. I'm like,
true. I'm fake.
No, well, if some guy's like hot and flirting with me and tries to make a joke, I'll like give him the sympathy laugh for
you
sure.
Do, yeah.
I will. I'll be like,
I think that's my downfall. I don't. When people are like, I'm
bitch,
like this, I'm
you,
like,
the guy that's currently fucking you, who's engaged. That you brought to meet me is not funny at all. And you were doing the sympathy laughs for him. Yes, you were. He's not funny. But you were like, yeah. There's a photo of you actually, and he's like putting a necklace on you, and you're like, and it's like, what possibly could he be saying right now that is that funny? And there's nothing he could say that's that funny. You do do it too. Don't lie.
They can't all be Bob the Drag Queen.
No, yeah. Well, it's what we've been saying. You can't have it all. True. You just can't have it all.
I've literally decided that. Like, you can't have it all.
You can't be hot and funny and good at sex and have a good job. And, like, it's like,
a good person. Like, there's
and be a good person and not be a psychopath. Like,
so if you see, like, a hot, like, gorgeous, talented, like,
can't have, can't
I'm like,
fuck.
They must be a shitty person.
Shitty person, can't fuck, not funny, something's wrong. What's our downfall, you think?
You're not that funny. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
And yours is that you're a shitty person. Well.
Well, there we go.
Madonna was so much fun. It was so cool to get to go on stage with her for the tense part. I've already worked with her before, and it was like, I think Bob talks about this all the time, how we like did that Pride gig with her, and I was like, Madonna just loves Bob, because she does. She fucking does. And obviously because Bob's like the host of the entire show, yeah. Which is amazing. Good for you, Bob.
No,
love
Bob,
it.
Like, kills it. Like, it's crazy. Open, like, it's like Bob's show.
It's the, yeah.
It's like the Bob show.
It's like Bob featuring Madonna.
Yes, fully. Love it.
We got to see Bob, went on stage. I did the tens. Madonna, I realize, is such a Leo because you and her are basically the same. Mm-hmm. Like, even the, like, Gregorian chants and the incense burning and the types of numbers. And I realize that you have to suck her dick a little bit to get her. Like, she's like the lion vibe, just like how with you, like, you're like, you don't like new people. You do not like people coming into the circle at all, into the lion's den. They have to, like, suck you off a little bit first.
Yeah, I'm just weary of – I'm just, like, have been burned so many times. I'm not about to, like, give my energy up. I actually saw people – we've talked about this in the past, and I saw people, like, comment being like, well, how does that make your fans feel that you don't like new people? And I was like, it's not you guys. Like, I love – like, you love me.
Oh, that's
like,
weird.
Like, I love you. I love
right.
you. Right,
if you suck mixed like, dick, it's like –
no, it's
love
like,
you. You're,
it's
you
like
can do
random,
no wrong.
Spooky LA weirdos that are like trying to like get up in the and I'm like, like.
But what? That was you once upon a time.
Never said it wasn't. There's probably a Leah out there that hated me too.
Probably, definitely.
Yeah,
100%. But I learned that about Madonna. Even watching her show, it's like, it just makes sense. It just makes so much sense. But
Leo's, yeah. I mean, I
loved the show. So amazing. I think Justify My Love was like my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was like Busby Berkeley, like aerial shot, and she's like spotlight stunning artistry.
Yeah. That was sickening.
And then Hung Up, of course. One of my favorite songs, I think. La Isla Bonita.
That was probably one of my favorite parts because, like, we listen to that
song. I play
song.
That song everywhere.
Violet and I have probably played La Isla Bonita in, like, every country in the world. Like, we...
If I'm ever on a boat, if I'm ever on an island, if I'm ever in a Spanish-speaking country.
And when,
if
like...
I'm ever... Anytime. It's appropriate for anytime.
At parties, if we can't find Violet, I'll just go up to whoever is in control of the music. I'm like, play La Isla Bonita and Violet will come here. And it always works. Like, it'll always. Play it and, like, Violet will be like... Like how to
tropical,
do the dance
floor. The island
like,
breeze, all of nature wild and free.
It's like, it's like
this
Violet's
is where
calling.
I long to be. Love that fucking song.
Yeah, it's so like good. Your calling song. I'm like, I'll just play this and she'll come.
No, it was great. The show was great. Amazing production. She looked great. No notes. Oh, we fucking love Madonna. Thank you so much for having me. All right. Well, that was definitely interesting. I love how we took one suggestion from Patreon and just ran with it.
That's what we do best.
They have so many more suggestions also on these comments. It's insane.
Well, I love it.
They want so much.
Good.
Over on the Patreon. So we're going to, I think we should keep pulling ideas from them. I think they got some good ideas over there.
I mean, they're the ones that are watching.
And thank you guys for watching. And we will see you next time on another episode of
No Gorge.
Bye. No Gorge.